Welcome back to the Brave Her podcast. I am so excited for our interview today. We're going to be talking to Danielle Shephut, who is the CEO of Tapping Into Wellness, a holistic wellness company where she's passionate about helping others reclaim their power, learn how to heal themselves, and start living their best, most authentic, and aligned life through tapping, which we definitely have a lot of similarities in our missions, that's for sure. Danielle is an ICU registered nurse and a certified EFT practitioner residing in Ontario, Canada, with her husband, Trevor, three sons, Simon, Bryce, and James, and their fur baby, Winston. Danielle, thank you so much for joining us on Brave Her. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Thank you so much for having me, Carly. I can't wait to talk with you.
I'm excited to dive into the podcast because it's been a few weeks. I've been off. I've been feeling a little bit, vacant of ideas of what to have on the podcast lately, just through some life changes I've been going through. And so I'm really excited to bring you on the podcast and showcase your genius and let our listeners learn who you are. And just have a conversation about tapping. I think I'm definitely familiar with tapping and its value and how amazing it can be. But for many people, tapping or EFT is a new idea altogether. And so I'm excited to chat with you about that, as well as your own kind of personal journey. So why don't you tell us, I guess by getting started, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to doing what you're doing today?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. Introduced me. I am an ICU nurse and I'm a mama of three. I had three boys very close together. So they are now 8, 6, and 5, but were 3 under 3 at one point. And my husband is a nurse as well, and I'm an EFT practitioner. So how I found tapping was a little bit of a roundabout story. It actually wasn't something that I was looking for, to be honest with you. Like you had kind of mentioned there, it's not a well-known tool yet, and I'm hoping to change that coming forward here. But during the height of the pandemic, working in the ICU, I had an incredible amount of anxiety, and I suffered from compassion fatigue and burnout, coupled with the burnout of being a mom at home virtually schooling three kids. So amidst all of that, I found that I was starting to struggle with some anxiety that had probably been lingering for a bit too long undiagnosed. And I found myself listening to a podcast actually around improving my sleep and decreasing stress. And the guest that they had on was an EFT practitioner, and she guided the listeners through a tapping session. I was having a particularly stressful day that day, so I thought, what the heck do I have to lose? It's 5 minutes, let's try it. And I did, and the difference in how calm I felt afterwards really showed me that it was something that I needed to pursue and I wanted to look further into. So I kind of found it by a whoopsie, and it changed my life from there.
I love that story, and there's so many parts of that puzzle that you just shared, like how it brought you to where you are today, that I think so many of my listeners can relate to and that I can relate to too, right? Especially, you know, the burden of being a mom and being a professional or being any, like having any job literally during the pandemic, but especially a job like yours, right? Where you were right on the front lines of dealing with some really sick people during the COVID pandemic and all of the drama and discussion that went along with it, right? It's so hard to hear, I would suspect, because as I was working as well clinically at that time in the emergency departments, there was just so much confusion about what was happening and what wasn't happening, and just kind of like drama online about the ICU. So navigating all that, and then also trying to like school three kids under 10 and also trying to keep yourself sane, right? It's just a lot. And so I think a lot of the women listening would identify with absolutely the feelings of burnout and extra anxiety. And then I love the idea of listening to podcasts to find, you know, wellness tips and personal connection. That's a big piece of why I continue to do the podcast, is because I know it's a really amazing, accessible way that we can be in women's ears and supporting them when they're folding laundry or walking to work or, you know, doing whatever they're doing, cooking dinner. That's when I often listen to my podcasts. and we can provide them with some like real tools that help. And I'm so happy that you found tapping that way. So why don't you explain a little bit about tapping for those of us who don't understand or know too much about it?
Sure. So tapping, the other name is EFT, emotional freedom technique. So you can use both interchangeably. I call it tapping. Basically, it's a holistic practice that you can do anybody can do anywhere at any time. It is utilizes the science of acupressure. So if you're familiar with acupressure at all, we all have specific points on our body that they'll use for things like acupuncture or acupressure to rebalance our energy system. So this practice is based on that foundation. And what happens is we are all made of energy, right? So you and I, everything we interact with, our emotions all have an energetic basis. And when that energy is out of alignment, you present with things such as anxiety or depression or chronic conditions like chronic headaches or chronic back pain. And when you tap, we're working to rebalance the energy system, in essence, is what tapping does. In terms of anxiety response, it works on our fight or flight system. So that amygdala part of our brain. So for people like myself who used it for anxiety, what's actually happening there is if you go back to those evolutionary days of the caveman days, let's say, and you've got that saber-toothed tiger that's chasing you through the valley and you need that fight or flight response to keep you safe, to activate your parasympathetic nervous system. You want your adrenaline up so that you can go. The problem is over time, though our perceived threats have changed, our body's response to those things has not. So when you look at things like the stressful situations that we're faced with in today's world, so our busy schedules or the overwhelm, you know, you're running late for something and that's kind of got your fight or flight response activated. It's not a true perceived threat like that saber-toothed tiger, but your body still reacts the same way. So when we tap, you're sending calming messages to the amygdala to remind you that you are safe and that it's okay to deactivate that fight or flight response, that you don't need that kind of increased cortisol and adrenaline rush at that time. So you're kind of recalibrating for those situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I mean, my podcast listeners from when this podcast was Mind Over Motherhood, I have a whole series on anxiety and the fight or flight response and where it comes from and the amygdala activation and all those sorts of things. So if you want to refresh on that, by all means, tune into kind of, I think it was season 3 of Mind Over Motherhood, where we talk a lot about anxiety. But what I love about EFT is it's another tool that you can add to your toolbox to help your nervous system feel safe, right? And it's what we would call a somatic practice, a body-based practice, rather than a cortex-based practice. And I teach a lot about that, both in therapy and in my membership, which Danielle is going to be a guest expert in, which I'm excited for, you know, that we do need to access a lot of these body-based practices because a lot of our fight or flight response, a lot of our sympathetic nervous system response, you know, is driven by our vagus nerve, and our vagus nerve receives 80%, the communication, it's like an information highway between the brain and the body, but the vagus nerve receives 80% of its information from the body to the brain. So that's where these practices like EFT really come into, are very valuable because you're using a body-based thing. You're tapping on pressure points in the body rather than using your brain and your thoughts to try to calm the nervous system. Because theoretically, in an activated nervous system, you actually can't use your cortex. You can't really use your thoughts to calm the nervous system. So that's where this is another tool. This is what how I view tapping kind of fitting in the landscape of anxiety management is that it's one of these beautiful body-based practices, you know, something like yoga, breathwork. These are all other, you know, embodied movement. These are all body-based practices as well that help. So it's so amazing. And so you offer workshops specifically for people who deal with a lot of anxiety and you use tapping with them. Is that true?
I do. Yeah. So I do one-to-one sessions with clients as well who are interested in tapping on specific traumas or specific anxiety responses that they're dealing with in their life. And then I offer group programs. I have an anxiety specific group program called Haven that's actually starting next week, which I believe will be the week that you're launching this podcast. Yeah.
Awesome. And so, Danielle, how do you find, you know, tapping to help you throughout your daily life? Like, do you use it on a regular basis, a daily basis, a weekly basis, just like as needed, or what do you typically recommend people do when it comes to using tapping?
So I use tapping in two different ways is kind of how I'll define those two things. There's tapping that I use for every day, and that is either in the morning when I get up or before I go to bed. If I don't get it in the morning, which sometimes such is life with three kids, then I'll make a point of doing a round of tapping before I go to sleep, just for releasing overwhelm and giving myself a little bit of time for acknowledgement. So the other key feature that I really love about tapping is that it's not all focused on positive affirmations. There is time and place for that, absolutely. But we spend a lot of time focusing on the truth of how we're feeling. Because if we want to be a wholehearted, expressed individual, you need to focus your energy on all aspects and all emotions that need to be felt, right? So even though we like to focus on the positive, we still need to acknowledge the truth of how we feel so that our body can then release it. So we don't hold on to it and manifest it into something like anxiety in ourselves. So I always spend a little bit of time each day just giving myself some space to feel my feelings about that day, whether it be that I thought I had a rough day or whether it be gratitude for the fact that I had a really good day, like my kids had a good day or we had nice family time together, whatever that may be. So a little bit of a reflective practice there while tapping. And then the other part that I use it for is those in the moment key times when my anxiety is at its peak. So you can use it in that instance, and then you can use it routinely for like a consistent practice for yourself, like you would with meditation or yoga.
So Danielle, you just spoke about the importance of acknowledging our emotions. And I think that's really valuable because at times we can sometimes feel like we're not supposed to feel negative things. We're not supposed to feel shame and anger or disappointment or discouragement. We kind of force them away. So how does tapping support us to help us feel and acknowledge those negative emotions?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. There is a lot of shame around those things, and we tend to try and avoid those more negative emotions, right? So what tapping does is allows you the ability to think about those negative emotions while also reminding your body, like that amygdala, that response, to know that you are safe, in fact, to explore those things. So it's a constant reminder to your nervous system that I am safe and I am in control, and it is okay for me to feel these feelings and express them and acknowledge them. And the adding that physical component of tapping actually also helps you process through those emotions more efficiently.
That's super valuable. I love it. I love this technique so much. And there's some different, I mean, you don't have to go into it all, but from my understanding as not being an EFT practitioner, but I have done EFT with somebody before, is like, there's three kind of series that go into it, right? So normally you're doing tapping in like three different phases. Is that true?
So the sessions that I do are quite collaborative with the individual. So I don't have specific phases that I follow per se, but we do tend to work through a flow. So I guess you could have it explained that way. So there's an acknowledgement, which we do, it's called our setup statements. So our setup statements are just laying the groundwork of the truth of how we feel. So typically that would be saying something like, even though I'm feeling all this anxiety right now in my body, I love and accept myself wholly and completely. So there's the acknowledgement of the feeling, and there's the reminder to your body that, and yourself, that you love and accept yourself no matter what. So it's creating that safety network for yourself. And then we move into tapping on the points. And as you're tapping on those points, you have what we call a reminder phrase. So a reminder phrase pulls from your setup phrase. So for an example, for someone that's anxious, I'm feeling all this anxiety in my chest. And you would go through the points while tapping out that physical feeling. And once you bring that intensity down, then you can move into the more positive affirmation. So I guess that's where you would consider like the third phase is bringing those feelings down. Okay, I've brought down the intensity. I'm feeling more comfortable. Now I can work on reframing for myself.
I love that. And I love that explanation. I think it gives the listeners who are unfamiliar with it a really good kind of lay of the land of what does this mean, right? Because when we're like, we're tapping on stuff, they're like, I'm sitting around tapping and what am I doing? Like, well, we're also saying phrases and we're communicating to our nervous system and we're doing all these different things. And so you've spoken about anxiety, you've spoken about burnout, you've spoken about processing negative emotions. Is there any other places that you find tapping to be really effective or that you find women or your clients are coming to you most for support with?
So more often than not, what I've been dealing with is the stress and overwhelm. So more of that consistent practice that we spoke about. You have your in time moments, and then you have that consistent daily practice to try and create it. And if you can harness that daily practice for yourself, you're actually decreasing your cortisol every time you tap. So continuing to do that helps you to continually have a more balanced cortisol level throughout life. I do have a program right now, if you don't mind me mentioning it, Carly, called the Mother Load. And it is specifically for stress and overwhelm for mothers that I have coming up in the middle of March. It's a virtual session, and that seems to be my most popular session that people come for, is more that relaxation, decreasing overwhelm, and those, that ability to use it in a more daily practice.
Absolutely. I love that. I'm totally open to you sharing anything with the listeners that would be valuable. So where could they find the information on that Mother Load?
So they can find it on my website, which is www.tappingintowellness.ca. It's also available through my Instagram account, which is at tappingintowellness.eft, and on Facebook, Tapping Into Wellness.
Amazing. Amazing. So definitely check that out, because I think that this is a tool. I believe that this is a tool I've used tapping myself in a couple of different programs. I actually was in an amazing program with a financial coach who did a lot of financial trauma reprocessing with tapping. And it was really amazing and very potent. So Danielle, I'm excited. So you're a nurse and you have this business, Tapping Into Wellness. And I, you know, we're on the Brave Her podcast, which is all about living bold, you know, making brave, taking brave leaps, being brave, stretching our edges, meeting our edges and going past them. So what are your big and beautiful dreams for where you want to go with your business? Like, what does your future look like? Do you know, do you have any ideas? What are the biggest dreams you have?
Oh, I have so many expansive thoughts, Carly. I can't even begin to tell you all of them, but my hope is to grow Tapping Into Wellness. And my ultimate goal is to share EFT and tapping and bring it more to the forefront for individuals, you know, working in healthcare in the capacity that I do in that traditional Western medicine created healthcare system that we have. There's a huge disconnect from treating a person holistically. And I think there's a large space missing there that alternative treatments can really be helpful and beneficial. So giving people a tool that they can utilize to call their power back into themselves when taking care of things such as their mental health, right? It's all in collaboration. It all goes together with therapy and with medication when it's needed and all of those things. But giving another tool to those individuals is, I can't even wrap my head around how excited that makes me to be mm-hmm. able to share something that people can use.
Yeah, I agree. I think that all of the, well, I'd hope to say that all of the people like you and I who are working in this space, trying to empower people, I agree. I say the same thing. I want to give people their power back, that they don't have to, you know, heal their mental health always by everyone else's agenda or what somebody else thinks will work for them. Instead of seeing, you know, all of the options available to you, therapy, medication, tapping, exercise, you know, like psychedelics, cannabis, like there's a bunch of different options that people use to maintain their mental health for better, for worse, whatever works for you. There's no right or wrong. And looking at it like a buffet and getting the option and saying, like, we get to choose what sort of options of which sort of tools we can add to our own tool chest. And that's why I love, you know, platforms like this, conversations like this, where we can say, hey, here's something that has really worked for Danielle, who deals with a lot of anxiety and stress and things, especially as an ICU nurse during the pandemic, right? You'd have really good firsthand knowledge of what dealing with stress and anxiety and overwhelm and burnout and compassion fatigue would feel like. And here's a really amazing tool that's free to use. It's easy to employ. It's very practical for day-to-day life, right? It's something that when you learn it from an experienced practitioner, somebody like Danielle, you can use it in your own life as well. And you can take it and run with it. And that's so powerful. We're really giving those tools for healing back to the people who need them, which is incredible.
It's all about empowerment, right? When you have anxiety and you have situations like that, you've lost your power somewhere along the line. I truly do believe that, and giving you tools to be able to reclaim that power and to know that you take ownership and you have a very valuable part to play in your own healing. I think that that's super impactful to mm-hmm. individuals.
I agree. So Danielle, I want to ask you a couple of questions about you personally. So being that we're on the Brave Her podcast, I'd love to know, like, what does being brave mean to you? It's a two-part question. And what has being brave done for you in your life?
Those are such good questions. being brave to me. So I think that, first of all, I think that bravery is something that can be defined so differently for every single person. But as I mentioned earlier, or I believe you mentioned, living with authenticity to me is bravery. Mm-hmm. It's recognizing what's right for you, not necessarily what fits into that mold, and carving that path out for yourself forward in whatever means that you need, and trusting that your, you know, response and your intuition are going to take you the way that you need to go, and not being afraid to forge that own path for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of leads into the second part, which I think what bravery has done for me is it has given me my power and my ability to live authentically and live what's my truth. You know, as I kind of alluded to there, I was raised and educated in a Western civilized healthcare system, and following what I did with tapping was not, it's not the norm. It's not what you would typically see. It's not what we're taught in all of the formal education that I had. So trusting myself that this was a practice that I need to explore and I need to move forward with has opened so many doors for me. I truly believe that tapping is my calling and this is what I'm meant to do. And I'm so passionate about it. And that never would have happened if I hadn't have had the bravery to trust in myself that this is what was right for me.
I love that so much. And I so agree with all of it. And I agree that being brave looks like listening to your truth, right? Like listen, first of all, being able to listen to it, which is really hard when you're anxious and overwhelmed. And I'll say that, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I talk to clients or, you know, listeners reach out and they're like, you talk so much about knowing with such certainty what your passion is, what your purpose is in this world. And like, how do I get that? It's like, well, if your brain is super chaotic and full of anxious thoughts all the time, it is going to be hard to hear that. So we have to work on quieting that mind down first, which is why a foundation of my business will always be supporting a mental health foundation first, so that we can quiet all the chaos, right? We can be clear of all the conditioning that's like, you know, like you just described the Western conditioning, but you know, the conditioning of around perfectionism, around people pleasing, around self-sacrifice, all the things that we get conditioned to believe as women. We have to quiet, be clear on, get clear of all of that. And that's when the truth comes out. And then we have to be brave enough to be like, oh, that's what I want to do. And then go and do it, right? And have the trust in ourselves that we're going to be able to carry ourselves through. And so I think you summarized it fantastically. And I think you're a perfect fit for this podcast, because that's really what these conversations are about. It's like, how do we forge our own path in a way that has never been paved before, and do it in a way that is authentic to us, and understanding that it doesn't come without a lot of like fear and anxiety and self-doubt and all those sorts of things. So I just want to congratulate you on doing that, because I, as somebody who's also been in the medical system, obviously, and still am, but there's just it, like a lot of other big institutions, the healthcare system is something that there is a defined culture of how you be in it. Right.
Yep.
And to step outside of that defined culture can be challenging, right? Like I have people reaching out to me all the time. What do you mean you're doing this work? What do you mean you're a doctor and you're living in Mexico? What do you mean? Like, how do you do it? I'm like, I'm just choosing to do it my way. Well, you can't do that, right? Like people don't really like it. They're like, no, you just do the things that you're supposed to do. Like all of us do, you know,
stay in the box.
Yeah. Stay in the box. Exactly. I wrote a post on that not that long ago, actually, just saying that, you know, I think that when you choose to quote unquote live on the fringe of what everyone else does, that there will always be forces that are trying to put you back in the box. Right. And it's an opportunity, right? I always say it's a universal assignment. The universe is asking you, are you as committed to your purpose and your mission as you say you are? Like, are you willing to let these things push you back in the box? Right. Or are you like, nope, screw that. I'll just figure out how I can get out rid of the rules, you know, even more so that I can keep doing what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Danielle, this has been amazing. I think I'm so thrilled that you're going to be a guest expert in the Unoya Collective as well, for our anxiety month, which will be amazing for our members. And that'll be in June. And I would love for you again to share, I know you've mentioned two programs that are kind of available coming up in the next little while. So please share some details on those so that if listeners love what you had to say, are interested in learning more, they can dive in right away. So please share.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a few things coming up this spring, actually, that I'm super excited about. And you can find all this information on my website and on my Instagram, as well as my Facebook business page. So Haven, as I mentioned, is the anxiety support group that I have that starts March 7th. That is going to be my most high contact offer for individuals that are dealing with how to cope in your life with anxiety and live with your anxiety using tapping as a tool to do so. So that is going to be a program that goes, it's about 4 months. So it's 2 live EFT sessions a month that we will meet for virtually. They will all be recorded if you can't make a session. And then that also includes a community group for the individuals in that program to be able to support one another and share, as well as a exclusive Voxer chat for the individuals in that program. So that's kind of like a one-on-one touch point. The goal of that program is to create a sustainable tapping practice for yourself that becomes second nature to you by the time that we're done. So you will have my support all the way through for in-time questions and guidance with anything that comes forward, and kind of maintaining that accountability for yourself as well, right? The next one that I mentioned was the Motherload session, and that's a one-night virtual session that I do for moms. It's handling the stress and overwhelm of being a mom, acknowledging and recognizing those things, and then processing and moving through those to decrease our stress in our everyday life. A component of that workshop is also that I talk about introducing tapping to your kids and how you can utilize tapping with them. So we spend a little bit of time doing the workshop-y educational part and then move into a nice relaxing guided session. So that's the middle of March. And then in April, I actually have a freebie workshop coming up, and I probably should have let off with that, but it is about self-love and body confidence. That's another virtual session, but it's a freebie one. And then I have a couple of collaborations coming up, one amazing. With a yoga and one with human design. So stay
amazing.
Tuned.
Amazing. Those are amazing. Well, I'm so excited to see your business growing as well. Like I'm all about entrepreneurs and supporting women entrepreneurs. And that's why I always make sure I feature, you know, where can we get in touch with you? How can we help? How can we connect you? How can we network? Right. And how can I refer people to you and all those sorts of things. So if you're listening on the podcast, it's Danielle from Tapping Into Wellness. And Danielle, thank you so much for joining us on Braver Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Carly. It's been wonderful to touch base with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of the information for Danielle and her programs will be accessible in the show notes for this episode. And you can reach out to Danielle on Instagram. Your Instagram is tappingintowellness.eft. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. And I want to thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Brave Her podcast. As always, we are Brave Her together, and we'll catch you next time.